The longest mule deer migration route was recently discovered in Wyoming. Deer travel 150 miles from the Red Desert over the Wyoming Range to Hoback Junction near Jackson. But in 2016, wildlife biologists tracked one doe. She's known as number 255, trekking that distance plus another 92 miles into Idaho. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with the Wyoming Migration Initiative's director, Matt Kaufman, to hear the twists and turns of Doe 255's incredible story.
All of the deer sort of did what they were supposed to, but then this one deer, Deer 255, she went up to the Hoback and she stopped over in sort of the Granite Creek area for a few days, and then she just kept going. And she went basically over the Grovants, down into Jackson Hole, sort of skirted the edge of Jackson Hole, around Jackson Lake, and then basically over the northern sort of foothills of the Tetons down towards the little town of Island Park in Idaho. And we saw this sort of happening in real time. And we thought, you know, this is very cool. However, at that point, we didn't know what was happening. So mule deer are, of course, well known for making long migrations. So that was one option. But the other thing that mule deer and other ungulates do is disperse. That is more rare, but it does happen. And dispersal is when, you know, we think of these animals as belonging to certain herds. But occasionally, animals will make a movement that puts them in a different herd and a different winter range. And so that was the other option, that maybe what we were seeing here is that that animal went up onto summer range, fell in with some different, you know, with a different group, and then just followed them to Idaho, in which case she would probably stay in Idaho for the rest of her life. And that would have been, you know, sort of interesting, Wyoming giving one of its deer to Idaho, but not as interesting as if that was her actual migration corridor. So that was June of 2016. Once she got there, she just set up shop on her summer home range, and she stayed there through the rest of June, the rest of July, and of course all the time we're waiting to see, you know, we have to wait till the snow comes in the fall before it would push her to start her fall migration. But then in the first week of August, her collar failed. It was complete radio silence. You know, she was just lost.
So for the last year and a half, helicopters have been circling, listening for 255's radio collar. They told helicopter pilots to watch out for any brown collars, the color 255 was wearing. And if they saw deer in those collars,
we just said to the helicopter pilot, if you see any of those brown collars, just grab them. Just shoot the net over them and bring them in. And so he randomly saw a couple animals, no signal, just caught them, brought them in. And my graduate student had listened so frequently for Deer 55 that she'd memorized the serial number on the collar. And she looked at the collar, read off the serial number, and immediately knew that that was Deer 255. And so that was really exciting. And of course, what is exciting about it is that we now know, you know, we only knew part of the story before, that she went all the way to Island Park. It's like 240 miles. And finding her again on the winter range told us that she'd also come back.
255 wasn't just spunky. She was actually migrating. And migrating 100 miles farther than the farthest known mule deer migration route on Earth. And she's probably done it twice since they last heard from her. No one knows if she's doing it alone or in a small group.
And so she's now got a fresh new collar, so we'll be able to see if she retraces her steps and goes that 240 miles all the way back to Island Park, Idaho. She's actually already started migrating, so she's somewhere between Steamboat Mountain and Highway 28, last we checked in on her. And so, you know, we'll be watching her closely as this spring migration starts.
So, you know, what do you feel like the implications of 255 in this, you know, much longer migration route? What's kind of the takeaway from this whole thing?
These types of discoveries aren't possible in many other places in the West or many other places in the world. They're possible here in Wyoming because we still have wide open landscapes. We have a lot of public land. A lot of the private land that sort of stitches together these corridors, fortunately, is still maintained as large ranches, which animals can easily migrate through. So, you know, the fact that we can discover in 2018, you know, a 240-mile migration in that runs through Wyomingites' backyards and Idahoans' backyards, you know, really speaks to how intact and wild these landscapes still are.
That was Wyoming Migration Initiative's Matt Kaufman. He says this time, as Doe 255 migrates north to her summer range, she's doing it pregnant with twin fawns. Kaufman says it will be interesting to see whether she makes it back next year to her winter range with her young, and whether they, in turn, make this 240-mile trek. To see a map of 255's incredible journey, visit our website at wyomingpublicmedia.org.